This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor with Thaddeus McCotter, recovering politician, writing in American Greatness, to comment generously on the news that we have that Governor DeSantis of Florida has ended his campaign. I believe the technical language is suspended his campaign, and endorsing Donald Trump for the Republican nomination. This is within hours of the New Hampshire vote, the first vote of the primary season. Thaddeus, is there anything here that's surprising to you?
Well, I think a lot of people are a little surprised at the timing of it, exiting now, but instead of maybe going a little longer. But as he said in his statements, he could not see a path to victory. And I think it was very gracious of him not only to withdraw and not put his supporters and donors to a situation where he knew was unwinnable, but he also turned around and immediately made an endorsement of the front runner so that there would be no lengthy question or division. He just went ahead and did it. And interestingly, which is not always the case, former President Trump, who DeSantis did endorse, was very magnanimous in accepting it and welcomed his support and said he looked forward to working with him to defeating Joe Biden. For Republicans, that's actually a very positive note, given some of the history between the two individuals. I believe Nikki Haley is still running, so we'll see what happens with that. But in the final analysis, it's interesting news, but also to a certain extent, a little bit of unoptimistic news, especially for supporters of Donald Trump and for people who will wind up supporting the ticket. The other part of it I do want to give much credit to Governor DeSantis for doing is that he had signed the pledge saying that whether he was the nominee or not, he was going to support the Republican nominee. He kept his word. And for that, again, I think Republicans should be grateful.
That is, the Republican nomination right now looks to be Donald Trump's, and he's dominating the story. This was something that was not predicted beforehand. What is driving this easy success for Mr. Trump? Because all during these last months, there's been a lot of tension in the party.
Well, I think Andy McCarthy talked about it. We've talked about it before. There are some certain things. One, Mr. Trump still has a very loyal base of support. They want a fighter. They believe he's a fighter. Many of them believe that if the election may not have been stolen, it certainly was rigged against him in 2020, that the Democrats had done certain things under COVID emergency measures that unleveled what should have been a level playing field. So those individuals are still supporting the president. The other part of it is we, again, with Andy, we've discussed, the prosecutions, many of them purely nakedly partisan political persecutions of Donald Trump, have driven Republicans to circle the wagons around Mr. Trump, have led to a belief amongst Republicans that you don't want to be the person who abandons and betrays someone when he's being so blatantly politically attacked by the weaponization of government that the left is engaged in. So I think that those are aspects of it. Now, Mr. Governor DeSantis had a very difficult period of time because he would have to make two arguments. One, that he was the better nominee, which, you know, electability is one. But the other part of it is, even though he and Donald Trump agreed on many things, or the few that they disagreed on, it did not create a compelling enough case that Governor DeSantis, if elected, would be a more competent chief executive than Donald Trump was. We can debate that, but that is clearly what happened. And so for somebody like Nikki Haley, the problem that she's running into is she's running more as if it's a moderate versus conservative race, which is not necessarily the case. And so she's going to have a very difficult climb now that DeSantis has not only exited the race, which you would think would be a positive for her, but he has conversely endorsed Donald Trump, which makes her path difficult. I believe Ramaswamy has also dropped out and thrown his support to Donald Trump, which was not unexpected. So it's a two-person race, but it is decidedly uphill for Nikki Haley at this point, unless she can find a message that can resonate with Republicans. Because I think that to some extent, perhaps Nikki Haley and some of the advisors around her, remember, John, this was the governor of Ruby Red, South Carolina, for two terms. Yet she's treating this as if it's a 2000, maybe 1990s type of moderate Republican versus conservative Republican. But the Republican Party has changed so distinctly that she's not necessarily capable, it seems, of making an appeal to the populist elements within the Republican Party at this point. And I think that's what we're seeing. It's going to be interesting to see what happens in the next couple of primaries if she's still around for those.
That is McCarter, American greatness, recovering politician. Rick, Ron DeSantis has dropped out of the race, suspended his campaign. He endorses former President Donald Trump. I'm John Batchelor.